The last piece of Gemara in the parish deals with the case, which seems to be a very strange case. An Isha who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the emes is that the apikashkas, a woman comes with a get, that means she got the get, and now she's coming in. She got the get in and it's over in Chutz La'aretz, and then she comes. A woman gets a get in Brooklyn, she moves to Yerushalayim. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's the Gemara's kasha. Then in such a case, it's pashit. So the Gemara goes through the whole back and forth to figure out a case where a woman was made a shliach. Why a man would do that, not so clear. But the Gemara has such a chetim. So that's the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. Let's see. Let's see the Gemara. Mishnah said, Isha atzma via gita, she has to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara is the kasha that when the Isha, so she got the get, she's Megoresha. First shot of the kasha. So she got the get, she's Megoresha, like Rashi, and she does not have to say before any nechta, before any nechta. So now the Gemara goes through a whole shakl of Itai. Amravon. By the way, Tiskarshi by Ella Bifnei Bezdin Ployni. The husband said, you should only be Megoresha in front of this and this Bezdin. So therefore what? So therefore when it comes to her hand, she's not Mugureshes. And she says Mugureshes when she gets the best employee, so she's a shliach. First of all, you know, by Yisim, you want to tie the beginning to the end. In the beginning of the year, we spoke about the Nadi Yehuda's Chumra, that every get has to be given in front of a bez. Rabbi Yehuda said that every get has to be given in front of a bez. So we had a sharakite that... Why should a get have to be given in front of Bezdin? We had Gemaras that was Mashra, that were Mashra, you don't have to give in front of Bezdin. But that was maybe the Schumra that a get has to be given in front of Bezdin. So I don't know what he means. In the Sharma, Mitzvah Ba'alach, he brings a raya from this Gemara. Is this a raya to him, against him? I'm a light discussion, yellow, but say Bezdin ply me. It's a raya, it's not a raya, huh? So in other words, the Havamina was she's a gracious Mechimata Liyada.
That really works.
That really works, except Al Shliya. So the Bezin is only here for this case. That's pretty much what he says. If this Gemara is Mashi, you don't need a Bezin. If Gemara is Mashi, you don't need a Bezin. I don't know, I thought, like, Skashmi Elabasei Bezin Plaini. It's not the Elabah Fei Bez employee, she's a Chutz La'aretz, she could do whatever she wants. In Chutz La'aretz, in the city, she gets it. But, so Gemara, the Yehuda could learn that you always need a Bez. But the husband said, only in Eretz Yisrael, so she had to come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know if it's a Raya. Anyway, so still, she gets to Bez, and she's a Gureshes. So Gemara now goes back and forth. You make her a shliach to put it on the floor for the husband, and then to take it out to Isha. That's right, to no good. You'll do like this. Till you get there, you're the husband shliach. And presto, you'll change from a shliach lahalacha to a shliach lekabbalah. First, the Gemara, you can't do that. Oh, lechos v'shlich v'sei talabal. Now, this expression, lechos v'shlich v'sei talabal, is a very hard expression. It means that a shliach has to be someone that if I don't do the shlichus, I go back to the baal. Or if I do the shlichus, I go back to the baal. I accomplish it, I go back and tell him. It's not clear what the chesaron here is. Taisus in the top Taisus says shliach le'mikri ela mishdaleach mizeleze sheroi lazar loimer asish shluchaseh kaidim sheyasu shliach lachem. Taisus sounds like you can only be a shliach for one person at a time. You can't be a shliach for two people at a time. That's what it sounds like in the words of Taisus. So Rav Moshe writes that he doesn't understand. What do you mean? Can you shliach for two people at a time? Can you shliach for two people at a time? So he says, you shliach for one person, it's like if you become someone shliach, you know, Ramey Shapiro at one of the Knesia Gedailas was a shliach for the Chafetz Chaim to give over a message. So he said he wants to speak last, because Kolzman is a shliach of the Chafetz Chaim. Shluchah Shalom Kamaisa, he sees a little Kamaisa of the Chafetz Chaim, he wants it to last as long as possible. That's the part that is. So, it sounds like you're someone shliach, you're him, so you can't be someone else. So Ramesh says, that's not true. You know, Rav Stolz Chometz, I'm a shliach for 150 people or 200 people. Because someone else made me shliach doesn't mean my first shliach is his bottle. So the only way Ramesh has to learn this is that this is a din in hilchas gittin, it's not a din in hilchas shlichus. So we don't find it in the rest of Shas. Din in hilchas gittin, that you can only be a shliach for one side and not for the other side. Whatever Tosis means exactly, you can only be a gittin, you can only be a shliach for one. In that get, you can only be a shliach for one side and not the other. That's the way he learns the Gemara. Rashi is so unclear. Tosis says, but couldn't just let Pirish came. Tosis wouldn't have said that. I would think Rashi and Tosis don't even argue. Rashi, it's very unclear.
So
what's the problem? The old shlichus ends.
In the
chalasar, it's all fine. So again, it has to be a given because then it's not a stavra. It's a shlichus.
In order to be a shliach, part of the shlichus, we're understanding is that the shliach goes back to the balance.
So if you send me to sell something to Reuven, I can't be a shliach to sell it for you and to buy it for Reuven. That's what seems to say. I can't do both. But Moshe brings to the Ritva that it's only a gittin dikadim. He doesn't learn it's Rashi Tosis.
It is enough for me to ask if between Rashi Tosis and the shliach, he buys it, there's shliach. Like, why is it
Yeah, but even like Rashi, he was right to go back for a second before he died. He died the split second that he did the shlichus. Why, Roy has to be right to go back? You have to have a visa to go back. It just means there has to be no ikuv and din. You have to leave the amount of time it takes to travel back. Yeah, okay. No, the Baal could say, I make you a shliach. To give it to Pliny, he'll be a shliach kabbalah of the Isha. If Pliny won't be a shliach kabbalah of the Isha, so nothing will happen. You see what I'm giving to get? Isha's not masking. It's not Isha, that's him masking. But that's the way to get it. Yeah, you have cases like that later in the Masechta, right? You tell a woman, yeah, I want to give the get in this in the city. You said the woman will be there. She won't be there, he won't give it. Well, he's making the deal. He's sort of setting up the deal. Anyway, the Gemara answers, "Dama la habishliach la'ilacha d'matzis lahasam, ki matzis lahasam habishliach la'kabal nichal amad yami ishais shliach la'kabal kiita miyad shliach ba'ila. El amad yami in ishais shliach la'kabal kiita miyad shliach ba'ila. If the Baal makes a shliach, the isha has to be the kabal herself. Vaitit shver the whole echatim tzameit lameimar." So this the Gemara says at Klara Teretz, Tamama, Yishim Dika B'zayin Debal. If the Baal made a shliach, the woman has to take it. She can't say, I'll make a shliach. But Hacha Baalai Kapid, here the Baal is setting it up. So there's no chasar. Halicha Madiyama Mishim B'zayin Debal. Ela Madiyama Mishim Chatzera Habala Achim Mekameik Alameima. Dama La Hav a shliach La'ilacha Adamatis Lahasa. If what's awesome, Hashabi a shliach La'ilacha Mekabli is Kitak Mine. So therefore there'll be a Nesina. You buy the same with Omar La, have a shliach alocha, the matas lahasa, the matas hasam, Omar, kane beidina, fadech vareinachtam, umashe beidina shliach, lizvua nehalech. So, right, we're going to have a Nesina, because we're going to make a shliach to do the Nesina. So, all these unusual hechatimtsis are all hechatimtsis to figure out a case where the woman is begeder shlichus. At the Iker Torah on this sugya is a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid on an isha who brings a get. An isha who comes from a different country, she brings a get with her. So the Rambam says that a woman who brings a get, stamazai, I'm not talking about this weird case where the husband made all these strange tanoim, stamazai, isha kasam another medina. The Rambam says the get is becheskas kashrus. A woman comes, happens all the time, a woman comes from one country to another country. The assumption is that the get is good. As I state in Rambam. The Ravid, sayin hilchis gitin, perik beis halach yud beis, the sai beshechurei avadim, hilchis avadim perik vav halach hazayin, he argues. And he says that that it's not true. That a woman brings a get from Chutzlaretz or from different from anywhere, the get needs kiyum. The get in the kaima gets. Stam, a woman comes with a get. The shitas arrived it is that it needs a kiyum. And the Ravid writes, the Rambam says that if a woman brings a get, it's good. The Lashon HaRavid is that that's the way the Rambam learned from the Gemara, Mechimati Gita Liyade Garshalov. And it's wrong. That's what the Ravid says in Hilchos Avada. They learned it from this line of the Gemara, Mechimati Gita Liyade Garshalov. And it's wrong. The Ravid doesn't say, how would he learn Shas? This saying, and the halach is like the Rambam, that if you bring a get, Stamazai, a woman comes in a get, we assume it's good. That's the Gemara, Mechimati Gita Liyade Garshalov. So Rashi says, what's pshat? You don't need any. You don't even need b'fani nechta. So we don't need kiyum. So how did the Ravid learn? So the Rashba brings, and the Ritva both bring another pshat in the Gemara, that chini mati kita liyada yigar shala is pshat that for me to go to yigar shala, she's mugureshes, and avada she has to be mekayim. As soon as she gets it, she's Mugaresha, so she needs a normal kiyum. The Gemara of Mamish asks if I cared. A woman brings a get, you need kiyum. You can't say, you're not yaitzu with just before I nechta. That if a woman comes with a get, that you need a kiyum, I guess. Al Kaponim, this is the sheet that's arrived. And it needs a hesper. It's a very Mechudish Dikut Shat. It comes out from the Ravid, the weird thing. A shliach has more nemanis than an isha herself. If a shliach brings a get from a different country, the shliach himself says, "Before I left, I have one person that's good." If a woman brings a get from a different country, so she needs to bring two eidim for kiyum. That's a Ravid shita. A strange thing. A shliach has more neman than the woman herself. I'll explain this. 1 second. It's just the Rambam holds the opposite. A woman is more neman than a shliach. A woman who's a shliach, she's a shliach. But stamazai, a woman brings something. So every get is becheskas kashrus, if there's no ma'irim. That's the Rambam sheet. A woman is better than a shliach. Shliach has all the dinim that we learned in the whole first parak. A woman brings a get, we assume she's with the rashes. The Ravid is fakert. The Ravid says that a woman is worse than a shliach. A woman is shvacher than a shliach. And she needs to bring two eidim for kiyum. So there are two hesberim in the Ravid shita. One hesber, the Nag Behuda writes in the tshuva, is that the whole first parak that we trust a shliach, eidecha, to say b'fanei nechtam, is for takonas ha'agunais. It's a takana. We can have women that are stuck without a get. Takana is agunais. So we make a takana for agunais. We let the eidecha. But a woman herself, we don't make takanas for her. It's a regular shtar. She needs two eidim. If the woman is a shliach, like in this Gemara's case, so to my plug, there was a takana agunais by shliach, then eidecha is good enough. After the isha, after the noshim sheinam on a slime based baila. There was a takana for the benefit of agunis by shluchim. So the whole thing that we spent most of this year learning about, the b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta suvya, is one big takana to agunis, like the Gemara said in Gimel Amen Aleph, Mishamagiva Kila Be Rabbana, right? It's a kula, not a chumra. And we lay one eid echad. When an isha brings it, if she's a shliach, right, it's part of takana to agunis, it's a light plug. All shluchim are believed with eidechad and nisha. If stamazai a woman brings, then that's a regular case. That's nothing to do with takana agunais. A woman is divorced in her hometown, so there's no takana for her. She comes, she has to do it. The Shadow that Yehuda explains the right. What? So he says that it's a loy plug in shlichus. If she's a shliach, the way the Gemara explains, so it's a loy plug in shlichus, you may take part of sacrifice. It's worse if she's a shliach. But what we gain with this night of Yehuda is something very different. Because right away you learn this Gemara, you wonder, what kind of a shogun is this husband? A crazy thing. He's with his wife, he writes a get, he gives it to her. Look, if he wants 30 days, he can tell her, Bichon 30 days. Well, what is he doing? A weird thing. He gives it to her. He says, you should go to Eretz Yisrael. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, you make somebody else a shliach l'kabbalah. And then, or you go to Bez, then we'll do this whole... What does the husband have from it? It's the weirdest thing. The whole hechatimtza. The Gemara has to figure out how you can have hechatimtza. What's going on? Why would anybody do it? It's not a shtaka kasha. Shas has a lot of things that people wouldn't do. But like the Yehuda is a big harvacha. Because if a man is giving his wife a get, she's going to Eretz Yisrael. If Stavazai gives her a get, she goes to Eretz Yisrael, she's going to be in trouble. She'll get to Eretz Yisrael. She's going to have to find two Adam to be Mekai in the get. If she wants to remarry, she'll have to find the right adult. She has to find two Adam to be Mekai. This way, by the husband doing this shtick, what does he do? He turns her into a shliach. And by turning her into a shliach, there's takaras agunais. And when she gets there, not only she won't need two aidim, she won't need any aidim. She herself is gilvavad shehit tzrichalayim b'fanei nafanei nechtam. She herself will come to Eretz Yisrael. She'll say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. I'll be mekayem the get. It'll be a good get. So there's a tremendous havacha according to the Raizit in setting up this whole shtick of the Gemara. Because now, there won't be any pikpukim on the get. She'll have the kula of takanas agunais, that she could come, say the funny nechdad, and everything is wonderful.
Why doesn't
Bezdin just give a kiyum? So, the question is, if the Ravid says that even if Bezdin gives a kiyum, you're going to have to, you know, it's a straw, be mekayim the kiyum. Which is easier to do. But it's not as easy as just saying the funny nechdad. So, and then maybe he's not even writing in front of that. Akoponim, this isn't the way the Neid Yehuda learns up. I think this year we had an unusually large number of Chuvas Neid Yehuda on Hilchas Gittin. This is here, something which gives a geschmack at least. A lot of Neid Yehuda's were Chidushim. This gives a geschmack to the Sugya. And in the light of Shifas Haravid. That the Isha herself would have to have two Eidim. And, a shliach is more kuladik than an isha. That's the way he learns. There are other pshatim, but I'll upon him there, maybe this pshat is a pshat. So, hajjan alacha, maybe get.